everyone, it's Kat Kruger, your DM at D20 Dames. We're into the home stretch of Season 1 with just a few episodes left before we wrap this story arc. Before we get started on this episode, we want to give a huge shout out to all our listeners. We owe a tremendous amount of thanks to each and every one of you. If you like what we're doing, you can now support us and our future endeavors through patreon.com/d20dames. A short while ago, one of our listeners at D20Prof tweeted, "Basically, the only reason I'm going for a run is because I want to listen to the D20 Dames podcast of Foes episode." This has been a common theme among some of you listening to episodes while exercising. Well, guess what? Now you can get a Dungeon Strong workout shirt through our Patreon along with other fun items. So head over to patreon.com/d20dames if you're able to, and your funds will go towards things like covering some of our operational costs. In any case, thanks again, regardless of how you support the podcast. In this week's episode, the Dames have wrapped up an emotional downtime filled with laughs and feels, and now they're looking for more misadventure. All right, let's see who's at the table.
Hi, my name is Jen Vaughn, and I play the tiefling ranger named Riot Bonezerker.
Hi, I'm Maris Mullaly, and I am playing Rose Lau, who's a human monk studying the way of the four elements.
Hi, my name is Brittany Leonagay. I am currently playing the NPC Sildar Hallwinter, who is a human fighter and rad dad. Subclass.
Silver fox who loves to box. Yeah.
All right. Well, so the Dames have just wrapped up 5 days of downtime, and Rose and Riot, you are heading away from the town green toward the quest board because I think Riot wanted to check back about her missing siblings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You smell that air? You smell it, Rose?
Yep, I smell it. I love morning sunshine.
A little bit of tree, a little bit of probably cow and cow leavings.
Okay, yeah, I smell that too.
Yeah, okay.
But you know what? It is so much warmer than the mountains. So much warmer.
Oh, I yeah. You guys probably got some quality air up there. Like, you could box it and sell it.
Oh, yeah. There are no cows that high up, and it's so cold that any droppings tend to freeze at night. So it's fantastic. Very clean. Very clean air.
Ooh, poopsicles. I like it. All right. I want to check and see if the anyone's answered my call about my siblings. I know it's only been like a day.
And so Riot goes up to the round robin, where there were those little dangly pieces on the missing. If found, please hug, or keep alive from my three siblings. Fatima, Emre, and Karen. And now it just says, see Sildar. And do I see any other writings on it or, like bloody fingerprints or clues?
You can do an investigation check to see if you want to look at that amount of detail.
Put on my peepers. All right. Okay. And I immediately drop them and step on them. Oh no, fake glasses I bought.
Careful there, Riot. Do we need to go back and get some more coffee?
No, these were just for show to look cool while I was reading Lita's book. It'll impress her. I got a 2.
Very important aesthetics question. Do they hook over your ears or your horns?
Yeah, I assume they dangle from Riot's horns. Just
yes.
Yeah. They have to be specially made, or they're just like that metal that bends constantly.
So, Riot, you're too busy trying to look cool with your glasses to actually investigate the machine properly. But as you are, Sildar comes rushing out. He looks like he's flustered and in not in his usual attire. Like, he looks like he's about to go out, into the woods or on an adventure.
Huh. I was gonna say that, Drusildar is usually flustered, but he's in different attire. So Rose notices. Rose is very keen and notices the change of outfit.
Is racquetball canceled today?
I don't know if it's me laughing or Sildar laughing, actually. Because that would just tickle him. But he's flustered, so probably not. Yeah, both is good. This is fate, ladies. I'm about to embark on a journey. I can't believe I ran into you. And you probably have a sense that he was intentionally running into you, actually.
Waiting for them at the port.
Exactly. I mean, we are usually here near the quest board every day.
That's odd. I didn't notice such a reoccurring pattern, but again, fate, right?
Yes.
This is a little bit of a, it's becoming a broken record, but I'm off to look for someone.
You don't say.
It's different this time. You have to hear me out. Actually, Bryant, I think you know the gentleman I'm speaking of, the elderly man, wizardy-looking fellow. Do you remember him? I think you met him around here a few days ago.
Are you telling me that you're off to see the wizard? Amoro?
He looks at you quizzically because he doesn't know what you're talking about.
I mean, I just said a sentence. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry, I said a sentence. Riot said a sentence. I don't know what you're talking about.
And Rose is suddenly getting thoughts of a lollipop land for some weird reason. But that image flits away.
Sildar looks at Riot and says, yes, that's exactly what I said. But I'm glad you're following. Thank you for repeating me.
It's called active listening, and I'm practicing. Thank you.
That's very good. He struck me as a bit odd when I first saw him and he first came. Master Amaro is his name. And he was staying at the Stonehill Inn. And, you know, I have to say, reminded me a bit of Delcy at first, because he spoke a lot about Master Volo and asked about all the places where Master Volo had visited and seemed very interested in his work, except unlike Delcy, who seemed to be a fan, Master Amaro didn't seem to love Volo and his work as much as Delcy, which is even more strange why he cared about him at all and where he'd been. We thought he'd gone. He had settled his bill at the inn, and we just thought he had left town. People come in and out all the time. Nothing strange about that. Except, I found a note this morning on my desk. And Amaro said thank you for having him in the town, and that he was going to take care of some, quote, dangerous business. You know, first red flag, if you ask me. But around Old Owl Well, and he, this is the second red flag, suggested that the town council make sure no one from town go to that area. You know, again, second red flag, usually that makes me want to go do a thing. So
yeah, I think those are just your proper dad reflexes kicking in, right?
That's exactly right. Thank you for recognizing that.
Me.
I appreciate that. But clearly this man, he was a little little goofy, had a certain air about him. I don't know if you would agree with that, right? You had quite an interesting conversation with him the other day. I didn't quite catch all of it, but
I don't know if it was interesting just as like misleading and not helpful, but yeah, it was it felt like 8 years, so yeah.
He does have that effect.
Wait, would you and then Riot looks like her eyes slide over to Rose and she smiles. Would you like our help?
Oh,
she's like, Rose? Rose?
Rose kind of perks up. Yeah, do you need help?
Oh, I don't want to impose this on you. I mean, if you wanted to come along, join me, I'd go check out the area that he doesn't want us to go to.
Well, quick question, Sildar. You said you found the letter this morning. When did he leave it on your desk?
This is a mystery. I do not know.
Okay. Side question. How many days ago was it that Rose saw him?
It probably would have been a couple days.
Okay.
It was in the middle of your downtime, I think.
Yeah. The hags. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, was it over the weekend and Sildar wasn't in the office over the weekend? And
can this be easily explained?
Did he leave like a screensaver? like a message, you know, written on, like, you know, when you have to change out of your work clothes and you rack up all clothes and you leave notes on your screen, you know, your privacy screen. Did he leave any notes on there?
Nope. Just the one on my desk. Okay. That's all. There is a reward, of course. I think I've been quite generous and quite fair when you have helped me return people. Your help would be very much appreciated, so I would offer some gold in return. I just need a little muscle, and you ladies are the best muscle I know.
Oh, yeah. Show them what you got, Rose.
Rose flexes.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Riot, Sildar knows what I have to offer. I play racquetball with him.
Good point.
And Riot's like flexing like the arms of her wings, like, you like this? You like these teeny little tendons?
Ow!
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's, you know, that's...
Rose kind of rubs her eye.
How much is the reward, just so I know, in case something happens to you and we need to tell the council, you know?
Well, I...
Not that anything's going to happen to you. I don't know why I said it like that.
Of course, nothing's going to happen to me. I am very experienced in these types of things. And, of course, I will be with you ladies. That's not the concern here. You know, it's mostly that this is an annoyance and, you know, I would owe you for your time. I know you're very busy. I think... fair offer would be 100 gold pieces, if you help me. I mean, I don't want to be, you know, I want to be forward, but I, you know, also would be paying for some company. I mean, we haven't hung out in a while and, you know, this could be a fun little adventure.
Rhodes is trying to make eye contact with Riot and just nodding.
Oh, Sildar, that seems sad. I mean, yes, yes. And we, since we'd be splitting it two ways, she looks at Rose.
No.
Would be buying you a drink afterwards, because I think we owe you.
That's true. Yes.
Or two drinks, actually. You know, one for each.
At least I think you owe me a shot. At the
for
very
each
least.
Child.
Yes.
It's Nate on the Eldrin tree.
All right, so now that you've agreed to assist in finding yet another missing person in Phandalin,
it's what we're best at.
Sildar can lead you out of town. So you head off onto the Tribor trail, and you're moving towards the hills where Old Owlwell is.
All right. Rose is carrying up the rear of the group, and she's kind of fiddling with stuff in her pockets and her staff, which she just assumes was a gift from the innkeeper or somebody.
Yeah, right. It's flapping like 5 feet above the ground and but looking straight down at her feet and admiring her new boots of false tracks.
I'm like, oh yeah, this is a good, good nice little leather here.
Sildar is walking pretty much next to Riot, and even though she's clearly not listening to him, he's pointing up into trees and things and pointing out birds that I don't actually think exist. that aren't actually there. And he's, if you look up to your left here, this is actually, if you squint your eyes, you'll be able to see him through the leaves. It's a yellow-tailed bushwick. And this is a very, very, it's a, It's an interesting bird. It only caws at night and just once. Just the once. And then it doesn't make a peep again. Isn't that interesting?
In its entire life?
Just a night. Just once a night. You're thinking of the green-tailed bushwick, I think. It's easy to confuse them. But he's been doing that probably for like 2 miles now. However many paces it's been.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so everybody's just like, uh-huh.
We're like nodding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rose sees a bird fly up above. What's that, Sildar?
Missed it. Didn't see it. Darn. I missed that one.
It looked like it had kind of a white underbelly, some orange on its tail. You sure you don't know it?
You know what? How about Riot? If you could just draw me a little picture, and I'll look at it later. How about? Did you kind of catch it, Riot?
Yeah. Riot whips out her little investigative journal. Yeah. It's probably part of the Brooklyn genus, no doubt, like Bushwick. Okay.
So as you're continuing to walk, the path between the Tribor Trail and the old Owl Well, it looks fairly well used, but recent rains have made the path a little bit muddy. And although the rains have stopped, the overcast skies lend a very gloomy air to the day.
I thought it was a sunny morning. Oh boy, this weather changes fast here. It's like there's magic about.
Well, you're moving into the hills at this point, so you've like left the sunshine behind. Like, if you look over your shoulder, you'll see the sun shining down brightly on Vandalin.
Gleaming like a crystal in the distance. Okay.
Too late to turn back now. Yep. Move forward. I know it's a beautiful day. I know you'd be like to be laying out in the sun and meditating again, but you agreed to be here with me, so here we are. Have fun. Much fun.
Oh, we always have fun. As long as there's not evil nightmare creatures.
No promises.
Riot's gonna investigate the clouds at the mention of nightmare creatures. She's
okay.
Used to stuff coming from above.
Sure. You want to roll an investigation check?
Mm-hmm. Ha! 17.
It's just to you. It's typical. Rain cloud formation. There's mm-hmm. nothing unusual about it. You don't sense any sort of magic. It just looks like the winds have picked up and have blown clouds into the area.
Okay, I don't smell anything on the wind. Like, we're not downwind of some crazy... Okay, all right.
Ooh. Rose grabs Riot's shoulder, points. Look, that one looks like a dragon.
Ooh, a Shulong dragon. Yeah. It's beautiful. I see an old boot, not like these bad boys.
Those are very nice, actually. I've been admiring them.
Thanks. I don't know where I got them. They just showed up in the hayloft where I sleep. And now that I'm saying it out loud, it sounds really creepy.
I'm sure Carp found them and brought them to you or something. He seems to really like you.
Yeah. No.
Specifically you.
Oh, Rose, did... Oh, you know he's just impressionable and tired of farm life. I hope he didn't. Did he say something to you?
I'm very ordinary, apparently.
He doesn't know you, then.
That's true.
There's nothing wrong with ordinary. My middle name is Ordinary, and people have been calling me that for years. No shame.
You wear it well.
That is the most backhanded.
Especially coming from the person who was called the same thing. Like, how bold of you.
I mean, I would never suspect your middle name was Ordinary at all. Man, Sildar Ordinary, that's a mouthful.
Oh, it's a joke. Come on, Rose. You know jokes when you see them. I will let you guess my middle name.
Wait, are jokes in Volo's guide? Because I feel like I read that back to front and front to back, and I don't remember seeing one of those in there.
Definitely not.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, let's play this game. Let's play this game.
Window. Sildar Window Hallwinter.
Incorrect. Fun guess. Yeah. Love it. Love it.
Turmeric.
No. No. Oh, okay. I mean, it took
That's
forever.
Your guess?
Maybe you forgot.
No.
Well, you want to give us a clue? Like, is it an organism or a thought or a virtue? You know,
it's a type of animal, kind of.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was it. Rose, you want to go? Like, you want to? It's your turn again.
One more guess before I give it away.
Oh, short game.
There are so many. Is it one of the animals native to here? Because I'm
very,
not as good.
Very near to here. Yes, yes.
Razor butterflies?
Yes.
You're getting warmer.
I'm assuming you're walking as you're trying to figure
yes.
out this little puzzle.
Yes.
So, as you're walking on the path ahead of you, you see a goblin in farm clothes, and he is crouched over an adolescent boy, and the goblin's hands are covered in blood.
Do the farm clothes look like they belong to the boy, or do they look like they belong to the goblin?
You're unsure. I mean,
is the boy naked?
No,
okay.
No.
Cool, good. Cool. Riot's gonna pull out a glaive.
Hey, you there, Red Hand.
So as you're calling, the goblin turns around, and Riot, you recognize him as the goblin from Alderley Farm, and you see that he's clutching carp in his hands. And there are three dead snakes surrounding them, and the goblin, he looks very frightened, and all he says is, when he sees Riot, he says, "Friend."
What happened?
He points at the snakes, and in one of his hands is a dagger, and he like shows stabbing at the snakes.
Mm-hmm. Riot turns to Haldar, Sildar. Riot turns to Sildar.
That's
and
a cool
Rose,
nickname.
Yeah. You guessed
did
it.
Did I name it? Yeah.
His middle name is just a combination of his first and last name.
Sildar Hildar Hallwinter. I got it. Got it. Stop laughing. This isn't funny.
Oh, there's an injured, bleeding child in front of us.
Terrible timing. I'm sorry.
I will say this goblin is in rehabilitation at Alderley. Yes.
You know this goblin?
Yes, I've met him before. He is in recovery is the best way to put it.
Oh, okay.
He's part of the angry EYE God group. So I don't know how we're going to not say the singular pronoun while we're all here. So maybe we just say we a bunch. But anyway, can I see Carp? And she kind of holds her hands out to the goblin.
Yeah, he sort of lifts the boy up. Carp is unconscious, but you see that he has a snake bite wound on his arm.
Oh god. Oh, Rose, I don't have anything in my pack for this. I could suck it out.
Well, first raise his arm.
Okay. She holds it, but she raises one arm.
His arm.
Are you going to chop it off?
No, she raises his. She raises his arm.
We got to keep it above his heart.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
I was going to say that seems very alarmist, but that makes sense.
Should we? And Riot like rips off part of her
his
sleeve.
Arm?
Rips off part of her sleeve off of her clothes. And like wraps it around. Right. We keep this from getting to the heart, right?
Yes.
This is all part of the tourniquet? Yes. Okay.
Are any of you proficient in medicine at all?
No!
Right is okay at it.
Yeah.
She got a plus sign, so. Okay, could she roll, I guess? Or Solar, are you?
Ooh. No, heck no.
Okay. All right.
What about...
Also, if you have any, like, healing potions or...
I do not.
Hildar. Oh my
So, he's so it is canon now.
Oh, no.
Such an alloyed mind.
Oh, man. Never mind. I was going to say, Sildar only brought weapons. He has literally nothing else with him. He was quite confident this was going to be an in and out kind of mission.
I think we are going to have to extract it.
All right, I'm rolling. Oh, I got it. Right, got an 11 on medicine.
R.I.P. Carp.
So, yeah. I think she wants to suck out any poison in the wound.
All right.
Unless she looks around in the woods and sees something she could kill and then use its liver to do the same thing.
Wait. I have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead, Riot. Wait. Could Rose, encase his arm in like a little cube shape of air and then create a vacuum and try to suck it out? And so basically what you do with your face, but... You want to try it first, Ryan, and if that doesn't work, I'll do it this way?
I mean, I feel like your way...
It seems like the wrong order.
Yeah, I feel like your way
sounds cooler.
Yeah. Let's
also,
do your way
involve
first.
Poison in anyone's mouth.
That is a great point. Okay, Ryan...
Don't pull out too much blood, okay? He's a little guy.
No, yes. Keep his arm elevated.
Okay.
I kind of pull together some air in a bubble around his arm. And then kind of use my hands in a pulling motion, like I'm pulling taffy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And try to suck out the most immediate liquid venom from the wound.
Yeah, I mean, you think that it happened fairly recently. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you've come at a pretty good time. So how does this air thing work?
It feels like a solid bubble, but then as I'm pulling it, it has created a vacuum around his arm. And so as I pull it, the bubble itself kind of pulls away and you see maybe a little bit of like the skin or flesh on his arm not come off, but kind of just raise up a little bit like
mm-hmm.
it does when you have somebody kind of pulling on your arm.
Yep.
And then I pull the bubble away and maybe there's a few droplets of something inside of it.
Yeah. I think combination of Riot's medicine check, mm-hmm. Probably giving you advantage, and her aiding you, you're able to get this air pocket under his skin and swoop it up. And there's a big splatter of blood that comes out of him.
Uh-huh. How big?
I mean,
no,
it's,
God,
not,
did I just
it's not like a geyser or anything, but like there's a sufficient amount that you think that you might have got the poison out.
Okay.
So you just need to somehow revive him.
Okay. I mean, all I can do at this point is splash water on him.
Riot's going to take her tail and do a little thumping on his chest, lightly. Sounds really wooden. I don't know why.
He spends too much time at the farm. Becoming a plant.
I've got a tinder box. I could light a match.
Do you have me?
Yeah, you're a tinder box. I mean, I don't want to burn him, but I should try to,
that's
like
fair.
Some carbon. Maybe you're... The smell of it.
Something. Carbon or carpin?
Carbon. Carbon.
Carbon.
I read about it in an alchemy book. Yeah.
Oh. Right goes, how stupid of me. And she does a little wave with her hand. I can't believe it. This is the first time. Sorry, everyone who's been waiting, listening. And, bring, 10 little berries appear in her hand. These are good berries. And she's like, this is not how I normally use them. And she puts I'm going to say half in his mouth. And just starts cramming them in and then opening his jaw and closing. Mom, carp love berry.
And after a few seconds of the juices start flowing into his mouth and you just hear him splutter and his eyes sort of flutter open. How much does he get healed for?
5 points.
Okay. So Carp is fully healed at this point.
Such a frail boy.
You sweet, sweet summer child.
Oh, Carp, I wanted you to enjoy one of these while you were, she just hugs him. She's like, oh, thank God. Oh.
And the little goblin kind of goes in for a little hug, too. And he looks over at you, Riot, and he says again, friend.
Aww.
And Carp's still sort of spluttering and trying to breathe. And finally he says, oh, my, that was rather... Well, I'd rather not repeat that again.
Carp, my boy, what are you doing out this far?
Oh, well, you see, I'm writing a book. Well, not quite a book. I'm writing Alderleaf's Zine of Botanical Creatures, and I came out here with my friend to do some research. And then these snakes came, and I was bitten, and I think maybe I might be allergic to snakes because I passed out suddenly. And I had quite the vision.
A vision?
Indeed.
That's not normal side effects, I don't think.
Riot pulls out her journal. Go on.
Oh, perhaps it was an allergic reaction and it made me hallucinate. I'm not quite sure, but... I saw a giant snake's head, and it was carved out of stone of some, or maybe some other material. I can't quite recall. It was some sort of stone, I believe. But it was spewing poison over a mass of people huddled on the ground. And as that horrible liquid washed over the masses, they started to writhe and change form. And then, within moments, the poison... It seemed to have corrupted their bodies and warped and twisted them, and it gifted them with, these snake-like features. Heads, bodies, and even arms and legs that resembled writhing serpents.
Oh, Yanti.
Indeed, that was exactly what I thought. But perhaps I was hallucinating, and I thought I was becoming one because I was bitten by one, and with all your talk of your brother... Well, I think maybe it might be your fault that this happened.
I was going to say the same exact thing, Carp. We are on the same page, you and I, brother.
Riot kind of chucks his little chin and goes, do you know what this means? This means you have your first entry for the zine.
Oh, indeed. Indeed, I do.
And as a gift, she kind of hands him the 5 other berries, good berries. You're going to keep these on you and eat them if you get attacked again, okay? Because you need provisions for this type of work.
Oh, I really should have asked you, shouldn't I, before setting off with my friend here.
Does your mom know?
Oh, she lets me wander off every once in a while. Sometimes I get in the way reading my books in the middle of the field.
I mean, I can see how that would happen. It's good to be careful. You've read Volo's guide. You know that there's dangerous things out here, and Riot and I aren't even always safe.
I suppose you're right, but now I have these berries, and, well, my friend here, he was rather handy because he was able to dispatch these three snakes rather quickly.
I'm quite impressed.
I have many questions, and I need you all to bear with me. I'm going to just rapid fire them and you answer at will. Carp, excuse me, why is this goblin your friend? And where has he been staying? In town? I don't understand. That's question one. Two, Riot, was this your idea for the zine? Are you the reason why Carp is out here? You know, missing children in the woods is
are often found by friends, yes.
One of my core tenants as town council person, master, man.
That is a long title I don't remember seeing on your door.
I don't recall seeing it either.
Okay, Carp, I'm trying to help you. If another child goes missing, I don't care if they are found later by you. It's kind of seeming like a little bit of a racket, if you ask me. You come to town, children go missing, you find the children. I mean, you follow me here, right?
And then you adopt them.
I feel like the Ephemia and, you know, her brother.
Malak,
thank you. They were missing way before we came into town.
Yeah, how convenient for your story, yes.
Mm. Okay. I may have suggested to a botanical creature zine, but starting from home, definitely with supervision. I did not mean the next day.
Well, I'm not missing. I'm right here.
What would happen if we had just not stumbled upon you just now, Carp? This is very dangerous.
Well, now I'm prepared, though.
With some berries?
They're good berries, thank you.
Yes, indeed. I've read about good berries. They're quite good.
Sorry.
I mean...
They were aptly named.
Are you all right there, Sildar?
In fact, the awakened shrub that we're tending to, it produces good berries. Did you know that?
I did. That's why I chose it. I was like, I'm going to level up crazy good in caring for things or people. I don't know what I mean.
I'm starting to think I don't know what's going on in my town at all, and Sildar's kind of holding his head like he has a headache because he is hearing all these new things that he didn't know, like an awakened shrub and a goblin living in a farm. And
to answer your first question, Mr. Hallwinter, this goblin, he is the last surviving member of the angry EYE tribe, and the rest of his tribe, well, they were, unfortunately, worshipping a mind flayer, but there was an adventuring party that rescued them, well, this fellow, and brought them, well, I suppose he came on his own, but we, Mum and I, we've started a home for wayward monsters, and he's our first guest.
Oh, so your mother knows about this goblin, and you plan to take in more orphan creatures?
Well, I mean, where else are they going to go?
Sildar pauses because he has a soft spot for orphans for many reasons, and kind of just nods his head and kind of takes a few steps back because he was quite flared up at that moment, and
you know. There is a very large building in Phandalin that is currently unoccupied or under discussion. Maybe that could be an interesting home for wayward people.
Tresendar Manor, home for wayward creatures. Mm.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's empty. Remember, there's an owner that came back.
Well, yes, but
I wonder, part museum, part home.
I wonder if that owner would feel open to this idea.
This will make a great meeting for our next town council meeting, so bring it up then. I haven't brought an idea such as this to the table in a while, so if you would...
We could collect signatures for you.
Yes, I was thinking exactly that. I would love for you to help me put together a proposal, possibly after racquetball one day, Rose, and we can just think on this and maybe meet with the Alderleafs. This is a very, very interesting idea indeed.
Carp is looking between the adults, and he's like, he gets up and he holds the goblin's hand, and he says, "Excuse me, but I would rather you not take my friend away from me."
What are you going to say to that, Sildar?
No, of course, we're not, we don't, this creature, this wonderful, wonderful goblin friend, this creature already has a home with you, but we're thinking of all the other creatures out there who might need some assistance. So this is just a spark in the idea. This is in no way trying to relocate your friend.
I will admit, having spent a lot of time in a dungeon, in a tower, that fresh air does the body good. So maybe bridging Alderleaf Farm with Trezendor Manor might be the way to go.
Right. I think I think you're confusing a home for a prison. I'm not suggesting we lock people up in the manor. They're free to roam, but it's nice to have a place to, you know, call home. Listen, we don't have to work on the details now.
No, I want to talk structure with their free time.
Carp has a gaping wound still on his arm.
Oh, no, it's quite fine now. The good berries seem to have done their work. I also felt like a little pop underneath my flesh.
Oh, God.
Is that... Wait, did you have something else in there? Like,
no, it was from...
I think that was
from
me.
Before. Oh, was that you? Well...
Yes.
That's rather interesting.
Not so ordinary now, huh?
Now that you've tasted death, huh?
He blushes a little and looks down sheepishly.
It's all right. Just some of us have abilities that might not be so outwardly apparent.
Oh, I see that now.
Nor should that matter about one's interests. But I'm glad you're alive.
Good high note. Yes. Well, shall we send Carp on his way? Or...
Yes.
I don't know. He's got these berries.
He's got the berries. But
and a goblin. I mean.
But think about the infections that could sprout up in this open wound. I do think, dear goblin friend... should get him home.
Agreed. I think your mother will know just what to do, and I think you this newfound fear of snakes, I hope you have, because of your allergy. Sildar's making a ridiculous face. But, you know, I think next time you're out here, you'll be a little more careful, and, you know, don't eat all those good berries at once.
I ought to do some research on antivenoms now, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I wish you could stay. And Riot's standing behind him, but shaking her head no to the other adults. I guess these guys want you to go, so.
Yep, bad cop over here, so.
Yeah, I'm still the cool one.
Carp, just think about all the herbal remedies you could potentially research at your farm related to antivenom.
Ooh.
I suppose so. Well, we'll just collect the rest of these snake corpses and do some research back at the farm then. And he starts picking up these like really large flying. They're tiny snakes, but they have like little wings on them. He just starts picking them up, and his little goblin friend.
Whoa!
Helps.
The wings.
Oh, yes, they flew at us.
I missed that part.
Did I not mention that?
Well, no. you were knocked out, to be fair.
That is quite fair. So as they're collecting these corpses, from behind you, you feel the earth shake. And I need you to roll for initiative.
You thought you could stop it with song, Jen, but you couldn't.
I do not have the charisma for that.
It's Kat again. Thanks so much for listening. We've got a ton of new content and surprises lined up. Special thanks this week to Middle Essence, who produced our new theme song. We love it and think it reflects the direction our story has gone. It's lighthearted, but with a bit of gravitas when needed. We'd love to hear what you think about it, though. And again, we really appreciate all our listeners and the love you've shown us so far. If you want to reach out to us on social media, you can find all our links at d20dames.com. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.